because this is Almost Anonymous Part 2. This is Ranger Corps for June 23rd, 2009. Welcome to Almost Anonymous Part 2. How's it going, Ian?
Fine.
Yep, we're in Colorado right now, so we can talk to Ian in person instead of on speakerphone. Probably a lot better quality. Anyway, so what happened? Almost Anonymous Part 2, the file. We recorded a half an hour podcast with Brendan, and the file that we had created, I split it in the second file, is corrupt, so I can't record it with Brendan because I'm not in Colorado. Brendan's not in Colorado. So Ian's here to discuss, from Will building pyramids as a slave, just kidding, anyway, to the end of book 5. So, I think it's getting your time when we get started, and, let's get started. So, we had made the joke that Brendan and I had made the joke that Will and Alice were building, were slaves building pyramids in Scandia with air conditioners.
With air conditioners.
In freezing cold Scandia. Yeah, as likely, as funny as that would be, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Will was assigned to the paddles.
Which is...
what they were doing.
Breaking up ice.
Yeah, they were making sure that the water didn't...
freeze.
Yeah, freeze. Alice was assigned as a kitchen slave, is that right?
Something like that. Something
kitchen
to...
Kitchen slave.
A house slave.
Do you have the third book here?
I think so.
I doubt it. Yeah, you go look for
it. I doubt it.
And, while Ian's gone, I am going to look it up on my own. Let's see. Let's go to Wikipedia. Oh, you do? Great. Let's take a look. Icebound Land.
It's interesting watching the sound things come up.
Yeah.
On the editing thing.
GarageBand? Yeah.
Dun dun.
Da 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 da.
Okay, so... Come on, Seth, flip faster. Faster!
Shush. Okay, so where is, So yeah, I'm pretty sure she was assigned as a kitchen slave, yeah. So she was assigned to work as a kitchen slave and preparing food for Captain. Stop laughing, Ethan.
I'm sorry. Ian.
I said Ian.
No, you said Ethan.
I said Ian.
He said Ethan, didn't he?
Yeah, he said Ethan.
For those of you who don't know, this is my other cousin, Shannon.
Who is my sister.
Well, I might end up bleeping her name as well if she requests it.
Doing what?
Because you're on the podcast, you're being recorded right now.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, then.
Going
anyway.
Do you want to know her last name?
No. Yeah. Shannon lives in Colorado. Please come take her away.
There's a lot of Shannons in Colorado.
Shannon lives
a
in...
A lot!
Okay, then. We just,
so
like...
I know at least six.
Let's avoid,
from Colorado.
Last names. Loud talking!
But it looks cool.
Anyway, so she was assigned as a kitchen slave.
Yeah.
And so she served food, cooked prepared food for the captains and the Skrulls and the Jarls and the Oberjarl.
Yeah.
I can't wait till Ragnar gets killed. Anyway, so, you know, Ragnar had sworn the Valis vow.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't be talking about Cassandra.
Against.
Oh,
because
oh yeah, we're talking about Will here.
No,
whoops. Back on top.
Anyways, yeah.
So Will is pathetic. Someone stole his sheet, and he bawled like a baby.
I don't remember that part.
Let me find it.
Okay, never mind. Let's just say I do remember about it. Yeah, he was a wimp right then.
Pathetic. No, seriously, someone stole his blanket when he goes to bed, and he just starts bawling like a baby.
Okay.
I mean, he's a grown man. Muscle, son. Anyway, but he could have beaten anybody up if he wanted to, but he just cries like a baby.
Isn't he addicted to wormweed by then?
No, it was later that. It was because he was bawling like a baby. Oh, no, what happened was, one of the leader people had stolen a sheet so that he would bawl like a baby. And then, somebody else come out and give him wormweed, so because supposedly it's what keeps them alive, and so it's really a drug that it literally took Will's mind away from him. He did anything upon command, but it's just creepy. Yes, relation. Anyway, so. Yeah, it's just kind of scary, you know? Just how easily these drugs can scare you.
Must be suck to be addicted to normal drugs.
Must be suck.
It must suck. I don't know what suck, but whatever.
Anyway, so moving on. Jarl Eric, at E-R-A-K, I call him Eric.
Iraq.
It just sounds
Iraq.
It just sounds better. If anybody has pronunciation problems with me, just email me seb.rangercaster@live.com. That's S-E-B dot RANGERCASTER. And the little at symbol. live.com.
Seth?
Yeah.
Does anyone ever actually email me?
I don't know. I'm checking in
on it. That was my next question. You have a check in.
Anyway, so. If you have any problems with my if anyone has problems with my pronunciation, just email me and. To follow suit with the last episode, give me. So, you know, Will gets addicted. Eric sees it happening. He gets pissed at Ragnar. And, so.
He lets the two of them.
Yeah, so he lets, Cassandra and, Will, ride away on, to safety. Of course, Ragnar never found out about it, and they just assumed that they had escaped and died. They were complete morons. They were complete morons.
He did send out a search party, though, didn't he?
Well, Ragnar did send out a search party, yeah. He was an
you know? Give him so much credit, but it's true.
Yeah, so... What are you, the fans, opinions on this? Email me at the email address I gave out, or Brendan, doommail@gmail.com. DOOMMAILER. Anyway, so, and Will is, they get to the little shack in the winter there, and, Cassandra has begun to wean him off of the wormweed drug. And that he starts having these fits if he doesn't get, you know, what he needs, you know, like seizures. So.
And the freaks are out on the trip there.
Yeah, she thought she could just cut him off completely.
But it didn't work that way.
Yeah, so she decided just to wean him off like Eric suggested in the first place. And, so, anyway, where were we? I'm sorry, I'm tired. Anyway, so,
weaning off of Worm
leads a trip. She eventually succeeds.
Yeah, and he, what was
he regains his mind, and, let me find that specific page, because it's funny. Yeah.
He also strings a bow for no apparent reason, but she uses a sling to hunt anyway, so. Because she sucked at a bow.
Is this, Will had been sleeping. He woke slowly, consciousness gradually filtering through to him, as he became aware that he was sitting on a hardwood floor. His eyes opened, and he frowned at the unfamiliar surroundings. He was in a small cabin, where the bright sunlight of late winter struck through an unglazed window and formed an elongated square on the floor, wider at its base than at the top. Groggily, still half asleep, he stood, realizing that, for some reason, he had been sleeping while sitting on the floor, his back against one of the walls. He wondered why he had chosen such a spot, when he could see that the cabin contained one rough bunk and two chairs. As he came slowly to his feet, something fell clattering from his lap to the floor. He looked down and saw a small hunting bow lying there. Curious, he picked it up, studying it. It was a low-powered affair, without any recurve, that the long, heavy limbs of a proper longbow. Useful for small game, he thought vaguely, and precious little else. He wondered where his own recurve bow had gone to. He couldn't remember having ever owned this toy. So, Will is no longer addicted, he's conscious, and having thinking. Fun. Yeah, he's thinking, he knows what he's doing.
And, nice change of scenery for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate these stupid paddles and somebody stole my steam.
Dude, oh my god, where did this boat come from? So, and you know, that was pretty much the end of that book with Will in it. And so book 4, they were escaping further. And, let's just get that part. It doesn't work so. Anyway, so they meet up with Halt. And after Horace. Rescuing Cassandra, Halt and Horace. So, yeah, they go back to Scandia, and they, fight a big battle. A bunch of people die. Ragnak dies. Good thing he died. Anyway, so, bye-bye, Ragnak. Yeah. So, once Ragnak died, you know, the Valis Vow was no longer there.
Oh, yeah, it was a pretty cool battle. You should have read.
You should have been there. People were dying all around.
The archers were shooting like madmen.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way. Oh, my shoulder. There's nails sticking out of my shoulder. Anyway, so.
You forgot to put armor on? I have armor.
What armor?
Wait, I wonder if you can see the foam on it.
A little bit, not much. Anyway. Okay, enough drumsticks. There we go.
That's pretty cool.
Anyway, we're going to have to edit all that out. You know that.
Yeah.
So.
That's going to take a while, isn't it?
I don't know. Not really.
Oh, so. I'd feel kind of sorry for you. An extra hour. God. So much drumsticks.
Anyway, so...
Sorry, we've been getting off track.
So, we fought a huge battle, people die, Ragnek dies, Eric gets elected as new Oberjarl, things are happy, yay! Oops. And then, skip some time to the fifth book, Bill is assigned to Seacliff, but he gets reassigned to Norgate to help find the mysterious sorcerer in the north, because supposedly this sorcerer struck down Lord Siren,
Which he didn't, by the way.
Yeah, which he didn't. It was just a creepy poison that Sir Karen had put in the Siren. And then that same Karen guy poisoned Ormond. They go to Malcolm. Instead of Malcolm, Malcolm. The supposed Malcolm. Yeah. And the. No. Malcolm is the sorcerer. Yeah. Said Malcolm, not Malcolm. Okay. So this guy isn't a sorcerer, and
he just has fire. Yeah, no love with it.
Yeah, so
it's coming out in the
sixth book. Yeah, he's in the sixth book. Not the guy in the spoilers. Rescue. Anyway.
Rescue.
That would be spoiled.
If you haven't read the sixth book, email us with your guesses.
Yeah, so yeah, let's not. So nobody gets the email
address. If we scream as loud as
possible. Let's not do that. Okay, so anyway. Well, so we established Ragnek. So what else did we establish?
Did we need to establish it? What else did we establish? Sorry guys, we couldn't do nothing. We established that he was addicted to wormwood.
Oh yeah, and
acted
so,
like a baby. That is
so yeah, we established the entire thing.
Well, the important, exciting.
All the important stuff? Oh, I'm single. It's a real podcast.
Amazing.
So, once again, this is Ranger Core for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2009. This is Seb.
And Eve.